A couple of years ago, I asked my mother for advice. One of my friends was behaving to me, in an irrational way. She was making decisions that I wouldn't make, and I'd been trying to convince her or talk her into seeing things from my perspective for a couple of years. And I asked my mom, how do I change her mind? How do I change my friend's mind? How do I make her see what I see, understand what I understand? And my mom simply said, you cannot change anyone else. You can't change people. And that's what we're going to talk about today. My name is Caspian, and this is Caspian with a Riff on Change Part 2. As I said in the last episode, we're making a mini series on change, and today we're going to speak about changing someone else. Last time we spoke about changing yourself. Today it's more focused on changing someone else. Getting back to the advice that my mom gave, she said you can't change anyone else, but you can change the way you interact with the person. And that really got to me. That's at the core of what I want to speak about today. Because in order to change someone else, you need to change your perspective on them or your relationship to them. So I want you to imagine that you've got you right here, right? The red or blue bubble. I don't really know because I'm adding the graphics afterwards. The red or blue bubble, whichever is on the screen right now, is you, and then you got someone else, which is the other bubble, red or blue. And you got some overlap, which is your relationship, right? You can change yourself, you can change your bubble, but you cannot change theirs. What you can change is the small part where you and the other bubble intersect, which is, for those of you who aren't seeing this, it's a simple Venn diagram with an overlap. You can change your relationship to someone else, and you can impact what that relationship looks like. You can speak to a friend about how you want your relationship to be, or what your relationship should be like, or what you want it to be like. You can change how you go into a relationship, and hopefully that is received by the other person in your relationship still positively, or in the way that you want it to. That can be by nudging, that can be by meta-talking about how you want the relationship to be, that could be by taking their perspective and their output or their view on your relationship or on the small intersect in your Venn diagram. But you cannot change the rest of the bubble. And I really do believe that. I think you can have an impact on that small part, and then that possibly could have an impact on the rest of their bubble, right? Because if you change your way of being, your outlook on the relationship, your intention with the relationship, your part of the relationship, that might have an impact on their whole bubble. So if I want someone to stop feeling like a victim all of the time, I can stop letting them in our relationship. I can encourage them to take responsibility and step out of that role. And hopefully they will do in other parts of their life as well, i.e. changing the rest of their bubble. But I really do think that what you have to focus on, if you want to change someone else, if you really want to have an impact on a person, you can only focus on that small part of the Venn diagram, the intersection. Because that's really the only place you are. And you can only impact what's in your control, right? This is something that I call the me plus you equals we. And remember that Venn diagram because it's going to come back in part three. I think for me at least, it's been an important way of illustrating what relationships really are. Because I know that I can, we've already seen, you can change yourself, you can change what you can impact, but you can't really go beyond that. The last thing I want to say about changing someone else or changing a group is I have another friend who works with digitalization in schools and changing the outlook from teachers and how teachers use digital tools in their everyday life and in their teaching to children. And he meets a lot of reluctance and a lot of pushback in his work because he comes in as a consultant. He's hired often by either the municipality or the school government leadership, and it's pushed down to the teachers. So he meets a lot of pushback, and he said when he goes in and tries to change a team, he tries to find the early adopters because those are the people who are going to adapt to whatever it is he is trying to teach the teachers. Those are the ones who are going to take whatever methods or thoughts that he puts out and try them in the organization. And he said once you get a hold of the early adopters, the rest have a tendency to follow. He paints it up like this. You have the early adopters, you've got the big indecisive middle, and then you got the late adopters or the grumpy bunch, basically. And the grumpy bunch, you can't really move them without the support of the rest. And the easiest way to move the indecisive middle is to get the early adopters on board. So he gets the early adopters on board, and then they do his work for him. So they start trying his methods out. They'll tell the indecisive middle about it. The indecisive middle will carefully and reluctantly sometimes try the methods, see that they're better, hopefully, if he's doing his job right, and they'll start to move towards doing whatever it is he thinks is best for the organization. And then you'll have to struggle with the late adopters or the grumpy bunch. But he says that once you have the 70-80% of the team, it's a lot easier. That's certainly been the case when working with teams, right? Trying to get the early adopters on board makes it so much easier for the rest because they start arguing for you and for your case and for your methods, or as I said, whatever it is you're trying to change. And you've got a team, which makes it a lot easier to get the change going. So those are the two things really that I think make up change in relationships and in teams. If you want to change someone else, start by changing the intersection between you and that someone else. That's really it for today. If you have any questions or thoughts, just hit me up. Also, do check out the show notes because I try to pack them with some extra stuff. There's a transcription of the whole podcast and a summary made by ChatGPT and some of the goodies.